The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 and bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 25th of September, with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host...
Is Bird on a Bike.
The lovely Bird on a Bike.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
The super lovely.
Super. I'm super, super lovely.
Great,
super.
Is that nice for you?
Yeah.
The super exciting.
Yeah, I am. Super exciting.
You're right.
Yeah, we got a super second half of the show lined up. Yeah.
Here, before we do go into it,
yeah.
Tomorrow I've got on my show the Atlantic Avengers.
Have you?
Yeah, now they're two guys who I love dearly and they are rowing the Atlantic. Now, I'm just putting the show together and they went, Bird, we don't really have a bio and we don't really care what the song is. So you have an hour, my darlings, to tweet us what song should we play on my show tomorrow, The Conversation, on 1 till 2, and that's for the Atlantic Avengers. Now, they want to row the Atlantic in 110 days, and that will beat the world record.
I think you should use the Avengers soundtrack, which I think would be quite impressive to play when you're going.
Why didn't I just speak to you about 2 seconds ago? Right, okay.
Go for it. Yeah. I saw a tweet earlier, and I wanted to read it, and I can't find
What's
it now.
It about? So
it was just somebody asking for a shout-out, but it was a new listener, and I can't find them at all now, which is annoying. So I tell you what, why don't you read an email for us, Bird, when I have a search for it.
Right, well, so this is Marsh Networking Over Coffee. It's 1 year old in October, and the next Marsh Networking Over Coffee will make the first birthday on the Marsh Network, and this is at 10 a.m. on the 10th of October in the Cinqport Arms, New Romney. I absolutely love that Terry's put all of these in pubs.
Absolutely,
strange.
Yeah. Tells you something, doesn't it?
Are they not sticky carpets and smell of beer?
Right.
Well, do you know? Have you been?
Yeah, yeah.
You have? Do they smell of beer and sticky carpets?
No, because the pubs have both been refurbished.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and the Cinqport Arms doesn't have a carpet. It's got wooden floors.
Well, that would be why then.
Yeah.
So you can meet all your professional needs there. And as well as their professional relaxed networking and up to date with the group, we have a pop-up speaker called Adrian James from Kent Police on fraud and cybercrime, a charity auction for a panto experience. I've just booked the pantomime, actually. Can't believe that.
Wow.
And provided by Jackie Offen from JJ Simpson's Systems. Oh, my God. What is wrong with me? I need to go home.
You've been watching too many Simpsons.
I know, right?
Is Bart around
anywhere? I've got to put my posh voice on in a minute as well for the BBC, darling. Anyway, so this is
World Wide Web,
which is botfieldassociates.co.uk, or you can see him on his very funny Twitter account, which is what? TD
Botty.
We love it.
TD Botty.
Yeah.
One of the best. There's two Twitter accounts that I really love.
You say this every time.
I know, but
I
just love them. I just love TD Botty and Imperious Blublinky. Dave Philpott, Imperious Blublinky. Give him a follow. They're crazy.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you want to? I can't
find
this tweet.
Huh? Did you find it?
No, I can't find this tweet. It's ridiculous. And I actually retweeted it to myself as well, so that I could find it, and I still can't find it. Twitter, get your act together, for goodness sake.
Well, here's the funniest thing. I've just had a tweet from Butterflies Events, and she sends me a GIF every week.
I know, I've just seen it.
And she's put, hey, Bird and a Bike and Vanilla Web, exactly 3 months until Christmas.
I know.
May the force be with you, my darling.
Yeah, and what's the GIF? Go on.
It's Buddy, Elf.
Buddy
it's
the
my
Elf.
Favorite.
It's Buddy
it's
the
my
Elf.
Favorite yeah. thing.
Is it, hello, Buddy the Elf. What's your favorite color?
What's your favorite color? It starts the 1st of December.
Yeah.
Can you believe you have to book? Can I just say the pantomime is nearly fully booked at the Marlow? That is crazy.
It's crazy, isn't it?
In September. What is the world come to? I don't want to book the pantomime in January, February. I don't want to do it.
Mm.
It's like my nan always used to go and buy the cards and the wrapping paper in the jar.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, yes, she did. I can't bear it. It just takes away the fun. Anyway, go on then. Have you found it yet?
No. I can't.
Well, let it go now.
It's ridiculous. I'm sorry. Whoever it was that sent me that,
we love you.
I've tried really hard to find it, and I can't find it, and I don't know why. It's driving me nuts.
Mm.
Just following up on the Marsh Network, though, before we talk to Stephen and Shelley, some other dates for you for Marsh Networking. There's the 10th of October at the Cinqport Arms, which is networking over coffee. And then there's Marsh Networking over breakfast, and there's Marsh After Hours Networking, and you can find out all about those events by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/marsh, where they are all listed there. Cool.
Have you got any idea who this who these people were? So I'll have a look on my Twitter.
No, because it,
on my phone.
It was they did use the hashtag #BeBunker, but it was a completely new follower and a completely new listener, which is why I really wanted to read it out, because I thought it was only nice because they were new, and now I can't find it.
Oh, interesting.
But anyway, we shall no doubt we shall find it. If you search the hashtag, you might find it.
Thank you. I'm on it.
Good girl. Thank you.
Pleasure.
You're a star.
I am.
And while you're doing that, I'm going to introduce our guests.
Here we go.
Well, our studio guests today are Stephen Lloyd Barlow and Shelley Grierson from VidBuild. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
It's a real pleasure to see you
again. Pleasure to see you as well.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
Again. And it's just kind of worked out that way. I didn't plan this, and I normally plan stuff really well. and I didn't plan this.
Is
but
that dissimilar to buying the tickets to the Marlowe Panto?
Exactly. but it just so happens, you guys, the reason that I got you here is because you have a fabulous new business, and I really want to talk about that. And I met you when you won an award for that business. But then, interestingly, having talked to Matt earlier, Stephen is actually one of the speakers at Digital in Kent as well.
Hello, Matt. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Absolutely. Yeah.
So it all kind of tied together really nicely, as if this show was actually produced properly, which
was
fantastic.
It was all meant to be.
Yeah, exactly.
We do produce this show by an inch.
We're within an inch of its life.
It's seamless.
We spend days practicing before we come on all kinds and writing scripts and everything.
Yeah.
Hmm. But anyway, enough of that nonsense. Welcome to the Business Bunker. Can we kick off, and I don't mind who talks first, or you talk together. Start off by telling us very briefly what VidBuild is all about, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about my experiences of VidBuild, which has been interesting, and then we'll go from there, I think.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. You know, VidBuild is an online platform really designed for small and medium-sized businesses to create marketing videos in just minutes to share socially across all their social channels, you know, from Twitter to Facebook to wherever you want to share. But I think crucially, the great thing about VidBuild is that, you know, you can create John Lewis type quality adverts and amazing TV quality adverts just literally within a few minutes while you're drinking a cup of coffee or eating some of your magic Easter eggs that you buy at Christmas.
Christmas, yeah, exactly. I want to talk about that in a moment, because I've had a go at it myself quite successfully, which is cool. What gave you the idea for it in the first place?
Well, that's a really interesting question. And I think over years and years of working both agency and client side, we gradually realized that there was a need for small and medium businesses to access and remove some of the barriers in terms of maybe cost or quality or content that are apparent in today's world, where small businesses can't create, you know, outstanding big budget adverts. So the need was there for small businesses to create, and we envisaged a platform and built the platform.
It's interesting. I'm smiling while you're saying that. When I launched Jobs in Kent back in 1999, so 20 years ago next year.
Prince.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing was, I started the business and then I had a marketing guy from the government. This is kind of tip in the first place, that came along to give me some free advice on how to build the site. And I said to him, basically, the problem is I've got no audience, yeah, and I've got no jobs, yeah. And the problem is I can't get one without the other. Yeah. So what do you recommend? And he went, oh, easy, advertise on telly. And I went, let me try again. I've got no audience, and I've got no jobs, and I've got no money. And he went, no, I'd advertise on telly if I were you. And that was it. That was his sole advice.
To just add to that, it's probably the same today. If you went and asked him what we should be doing, he would still say advertise on TV, wouldn't he?
Still
his
face
one
line.
Yeah, for sure.
However.
Yeah, I love it when the lovely fingers come up.
And now I can advertise on TV, as it were, because I have access to VidBuild. And let me just tell you, because I tried it. Yeah, and I'm a bear of very little brain when it comes to things like this. And I sat there with a laptop and I made three TV quality adverts for Jobs in Kent.
You made some great adverts, and you did them really quickly as well. So
yeah,
there
but
we are.
I mean, but seriously, and I'm not schmoozing you here. It's not the kind of thing I normally do. I'm normally pretty poor at stuff like that because I don't have a creative bone in my body, and I also did it kind of on the fly because I hadn't thought about it very much before I did it. But I created three adverts in 15 minutes. It took me no time at all, and I've been pushing those out on social media. And I think, Shelley, you've got some stats on how they worked for me, haven't you?
Yes, yes, I do have some stats for you. So I saw the tweets that you were tweeting. Mm. So the three adverts that you created, you tweeted out several times and retweeted across your channels. Mm. And so what I did was I took all of the tweets that you've actually posted in the last month and just did some analysis on those tweets. Mm. So what we did is separated out the videos that you created, the three video adverts, and compared the success of those tweets to all of your other tweets in the past month. And we found some really, really interesting stats. We broke it down by how many comments your average tweet got versus the video ads that you created. Mm. How many shares you got or retweets, and how many likes you got. So what we can tell you is that there was over a 3,000% increase from your standard tweet.
3,000% increase, yep.
On how many comments you achieved by using your video ads. You achieved 190% increase, so almost 200% on how many shares you got per tweet with your VidBuild ads. And you got a 485% increase on how many likes you achieved on your average tweet when you used VidBuild ads. So there we go. Performed really well across the board.
Fantastic. Now, I haven't told you this, but I had a meeting this morning before the show here in the studio with my guys from Jobs in Kent. And the jobs market at the moment is struggling really badly because for all intents and purposes, we have full employment in the UK. And now sourcing jobs is hellishly difficult finding applicants, and for the last few months we've been kind of panicking quite a lot over that, and we keep having regular meetings going, it's not happening, where the amount of applicants is tailing off and it's tailing off and it's tailing off, and we're spending loads of money trying to do things about it. They came to the meeting this morning and they went, it's really bizarre, for the last 3 weeks we've had the biggest number of applicants we've ever had, and we don't know why. And I went, do you think it might be because I've been tweeting out adverts? And they went, have you? And I went, yeah. So
fantastic.
It's
so
interesting
well.
that has made such a big difference.
Yeah, well, there are the stats to back it up. I think that's really, really important, actually, to view it from the front end, so to speak, and from the back end as well, when it comes to, you know, filtering all the way through to actually what's sustaining your business. Mm. It's not just going, okay, well, how many shares and likes and retweets do we get? It's how it actually performs in a true business sense.
You know what I find really fascinating about that also, Paul, is it kind of echoes the tease, amplify and echo scenario where you're really reaching out to your audience about your message, but then you're reiterating that message. Then you're retweeting it again or sharing it on LinkedIn. So then you're not only reiterating it, but you're engaging your audience and referring them back to an earlier tweet. So it's all about the community and just building, you know, and growing the community. And that's exactly what it sounds like you've done.
It's interesting. It's interesting from the point of view that there's a few elements in there, as far as I can work out intuitively looking at it without just looking at the bare stats. First and foremost is the message in the advert. Yeah. The three adverts are all slightly different in their targeting. Yeah. One's very definitely targeted at managing your career. One's a general purpose advert about the Kent marketplace for both buyers and sellers, for job applicants and employers. And the third one is about taking your career to the next level, and moving up. And what I was trying to achieve there was trying to get people, this may sound a bit horrible, trying to get people that hadn't thought about changing jobs to think about changing jobs, i.e. taking a higher level job. So three slightly different adverts. For me, and I'm not just blowing smoke here, the quality of those adverts is really TV quality stuff. As you said, it's John Lewis quality stuff. That's, you know, we've all got video cameras in our phones. I can all do a headshot to video and go, I'm the chief executive. You know, I can do stuff like they used to do on American TV. I'll tell you a story about that in a minute as well, because it makes me laugh. you know, we can all do those kind of things just using our phone, but you got kind of got used to that. The beauty of this is it looks like, and it in fact is, an incredibly professionally developed advert. That's the key point to this, is it looks so good. And you can tailor the message to what you want. And they're only short ads, aren't they?
Well, you can choose the duration. Anywhere up to 30 seconds is the maximum limit at the moment, which we can reassess later down the line. But basically why we've kept it at that is because that's the best performance on social media. So we want to gear people towards success.
Yeah.
And so there's plenty of scope to obviously create and brand whatever adverts you want to create. And I think what you said before is actually really interesting. You dove into VidBuild to give it a try, and you'd done no preparation. You had no idea what you were going to create, and all of a sudden it was thrust upon you, and you figured it out, and you made three amazing ads in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And so it sort of tailors to the people that really know what they want. They've got a specific reason and an idea of what they want to create, and off they go and do it. And also at the same time, it provides inspiration if you don't really know and you're feeling a bit lost. So I think the fact that it covers both ends of that spectrum, it's really, really powerful.
I think also if you look at what's out there, you know, VidBuild has content on there from Getty and iStock, and we've all heard of iStock and Getty. So actually, for me, I like to browse the 3.5 million clips on VidBuild and actually get that inspiration. And I think it's really about a brand blended approach. So we talk about, you know, doing tutorials, which are fantastic, and shooting selfies and whatnot on your mobile phones, and that's all part of a strategy, you know. But then I think really when you look at trust and confidence, that's where the brand adverts really start to come into their own. And
absolutely.
That's probably, Paul, where what you're seeing from your part is VidBuild is giving you the ability to create trust and confidence with your audience by creating a very high quality or many high quality ads. I think it's not about just one, it's about creating 30 or 40 or 50. Because if you look at Google's algorithm, you know, the more video content and the more quantity and the more quality and the more relevance you have, the higher you're going to start being placed on Google throughout.
I'm smiling as well because apart from Shelley ending herself with a cough.
Sorry, I'm having a coughing fit.
No, that's all right. You go for it. Interestingly, I own a company called Fruitworks in Canterbury as well, and the guys that run Fruitworks for me are really all very technical. And I don't know if you noticed, within a few hours of me posting out the videos that I made, and the first one I posted out, I just put out a message saying, I made this, just as an experiment. They all went, really? Really? You made this? Did you really? Like, yeah, really? So they actually made one themselves just to go and prove how easy it was. And they went, oh, okay, we figure how you made this now. It's really easy, isn't it?
Okay, can we just look at it? I want to draw you back a bit. So what I love is that, and this is what I get from lots of people, is it's not scripted, which really helps people. Because once you go into an ad and things like that and people go, oh, I don't want a script, that really sends people off. So what do? We sit in front of our computer? Give us an example of how we create this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, VidBuild, you've got the ability to access, you know, millions of video clips, but you've also got the ability to upload your own video content, your own audio, and your own voiceover as well. So what you might typically do is, let's say you're looking at say you're a travel agent and you're looking at a travel campaign, you might think, well, where am I traveling to today? What's my destination? You know, what's my exotic destination? So you might think of a few taglines that you want to add. So on VidBuild, you might literally go on to the millions of clips that are available and find three or four of those locations, from the Maldives to wherever your lovely yachts are going to. And once you've selected those clips, and it's all about emotion, it's about connecting with your audience through emotive content, and people buy from people. So we want to connect with a great location with a great shots of maybe some people or some family. And then you would add your message by just literally adding your text within the VidBuild platform, and then choose some music and create it. Literally within a few seconds you can download it and share. And one of the great things also is you might have some of your own footage as well there that you want to upload that you've already previously filmed or worked with your agency. So you would just bring that footage into the platform, so you've got your own library there as well. So here you can create very quickly, you know, combination of your footage that's tagged with good call to actions, with your logo, with your branding. Because, you know, let's be honest, we all need to shout about our branding and who we are and make sure that, you know, that our consumers see our URLs and see our end frame and our logo. Otherwise, what's the message that you're putting out there? And then we just tie that up, like you say, with some great footage that is emotive and really makes consumers and your audience connect with you.
It's, yeah, absolutely.
It's all about connection.
It was really easy to do. There's lots more that could be done. That if I sat down and, you know, allocated some time to look through the kind of things and think about and plan what I was going to do. So if you're going to do a real campaign, you kind of wouldn't do it the way that I did it, which is just to throw myself at it and randomly pick some stuff and put it together. And even that worked really well. So if you really think about what it is you're trying to do and make it work for you, it's a really powerful tool and set of tools, and you can do some really interesting stuff with it.
So could you put this video on your front of your website?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a go.
Yeah.
very good thing to
I'll put it on.
Website.
Yeah. Because I'm literally just about to do some weird and wonderful things on my website. So, yeah, I'll have a go and play.
Well, you could look at some exciting footage that appeals to you and your audiences, and then maybe choose two or three of those clips that you know your audience are going to relate to. And then literally just click create and download it and share it on your website.
We'll do that and see what we get from it.
So intrinsically, what you've got there is video clips that you can use. If you use the stock stuff that's available, so you don't use any of your stuff, you just go in and go, I haven't got anything. I haven't done anything. I want to use what you've got. They've got thousands and thousands of clips of video, millions of clips of video. They've got royalty-free music that you can use, and they've got voiceovers that you can use if you want. And you can choose the style of voiceover, but put your words in it. Yeah, so you type your words and then a bot.
Funny enough, it makes me laugh because I recorded a voiceover only last week, and I'd like to think that my voice sounded okay, not being a presenter. But actually, I then added some text to speech in one of the integrations that we've got within VidBuild, and I preferred the bot over my voice. And then I could change the voice into Welsh accent, so I had my voice also, my message now in Welsh.
Hello, boy.
And all of a sudden, I'd opened the door to three or four other different voiceovers that I didn't think about. So actually, instead of just creating one, what I did then was create five videos in different languages, all on VidBuild in literally a couple of minutes. And I think also, if you're thinking more globally about your products and your company, it's a really powerful message to start thinking not just in Kent, but, you know, nationally and globally. And as you go global as a company, you've got to start thinking about translations and different languages.
Absolutely. I got a story about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I have told this a few times, so I apologise if you've heard it a million times before. But a long, long time ago, back in the late 70s, I was working in Dallas, for an oil and energy company. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, funny enough, our building was actually part of the Braniff Air building, which the opening shots of the television program Braniff, you can see a building reflected in the glass of that building, and that was actually the building I was working in, as it happened. It was a Braniff Airlines building, which we shared. But anyway, that's not the story. In the southwest of the United States, there's a chain of fast food chicken places, right? Similar to KFC. But actually, they've got like 1,200 stores. They're really big. And they're owned by a guy called Frank Perdue, okay? And like a lot of American entrepreneurs at the time, he used to front his own TV adverts, okay? And he was a typical Texan. He'd wear a huge cowboy hat. And the end shot of his TV ad was for him to walk to camera, tip his hat and go, it takes a tough man to make tender chicken. That was their strap line, okay? And he was this really gruff cowboy type. So he go, it takes a tough man to make tender chicken, okay? And that was the strap line. And they'd used that for years, and it worked and worked and worked. They expanded into Mexico, okay? And his ad agency said to him, what do you want to do with the adverts? And he went, oh, I want to front them. And he said, okay, do you speak Spanish? And he went, no. We can translate it, surely, and overdub it. And they went, okay, you really want to do that? And he went, yeah, I want to front the ads. So they went live with the adverts on Mexican TV. 18 million viewers heard Frank in his best Spanish say, It takes a hard man to make a chicken affectionate.
Oh, no.
Because the person that they asked to translate was Spanish and not Mexican. Oh. And there's a slight difference in Mexican Brilliant. Spanish to Spanish Spanish. So it's a hard man to make a chicken affectionate. Oh. It got a lot of publicity, mind.
And
flop,
yeah.
Yeah. So you're right. Translating TV adverts is an art in itself.
I think that actually echoes my thoughts also on Google Translation. I did a similar thing. And I don't think it translated absolutely, you know, letter for letter.
Yeah.
Luckily, I did check it first, the French, just to make sure.
So there's lots of scope there, isn't there, for doing things. But you're right, you know, as you roll these things out, you can scale them and change them and adapt them to do things. I loved it. I really want to do some more. I just have been so busy. I've got my team of people looking at what we're going to do as a proper campaign with that. Explain to us how the model's going to work, because there's a kind of free offering on the site at the moment, and then obviously there's a paid for one which enables you to do a lot more things. So just go over, you know, how it's going to work for people.
Absolutely. So there's a free trial available at the moment. So if you visit the website, which is vidbuild.com, you'll see the free trial. So that's 14 days free. Unrestricted access to try all of the features. You can choose clips, you can add text, voiceover, music, all the features that are included, add your branding, upload logos, that kind of thing. And then we have subscription tiers. So the entry level subscription package, if you like, is the starter tier, which starts at $39 per month.
Okay. You've done it in US dollars, I guess, because you're going to be big in the States, basically.
Well, I was just really thinking about chicken and actually ensuring that if I'm in Dallas, that I can buy the chicken in dollars.
So, yeah, we have various levels of plans, which basically provide people with different levels of how many video clips they can access according to their needs. So we have two media libraries.
Right.
One is premium content. So that's the really, really high level, high definition content that you would see on, you know, a Lloyd's TV advert, for example. And so different, you know, the higher you go up the subscription packages, the more access to that
right.
video library you have access to. And we also have a standard content library as well, which is entirely free for all VidBuild users. So that means that you can literally make unlimited videos, no matter what your subscription package.
Yeah, you know, just echo that. You know, there's hundreds of thousands of music tracks, so there's no real need anymore to buy, you know, royalty-free or music tracks that are expensive, because we've actually included them within the platform. Although, right. of course, you can still use your own tracks as well.
Yeah, but there are loads and loads absolutely. And loads and loads there. Yeah.
I want the horses like Lloyd's. You've just said to me Lloyd's now, and that's it, Shelley. All I'm thinking is you're not alone as I'm running along the beach with the horses.
I can see your homepage now.
I know, I love it.
Combination of Lloyd's.
I love it. You and just you sold it to me.
You can find those clips, you know, just search horses, beach, running, you know, it's
love
literally
it.
How
or
you would
or
use
Bel-Aero
Google
rings
search.
A bell as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Horses. Yeah.
Hey, funny.
No, it's cool. It's really cool. And you guys won an award at the Ashford Awards this year.
Maidstone Business
Awards. Maidstone Awards, part I beg your pardon.
No, worries. Part of the Kent Business Awards, yeah, for Maidstone. So the Creative Digital Award. So, yeah, very pleased to have received that award.
And we're going to be hearing from Stephen at Digital in Kent as well.
Yes, we are. We are hearing from me. I'll be talking around optimization and marketing and how you effectively, you know, maximize your channels using, you know, different elements of video marketing and looking at some of the tools and tricks. Because often we have presentations where we don't actually find out how to do the day-to-day. As Paul mentioned earlier, he's actually created the day-to-day, and that's exactly what I'll be talking about.
Fantastic. I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be really cool. It's good. How long have you been going now? When did you kind of launch?
So the business was established last year in November.
Right.
So very recent. And the website went into beta in February.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been about 8 months that it's been launched and live and, you know, and working and ticking over and getting...
And you've been tinkering with it. I know you've been tinkering with
it. Yeah, there's been new features all along the way.
We're in beta still. We're adding new features. We like to place ourselves next to the likes of, you know, Facebook Canva, or we think of ourselves as a mini startup akin to, you know, the brands such as Google and Twitter. You know, we'd like to think VidBuild is up there with the big brands, and we're aiming to release beta in the next couple of months to go live officially and roll out the platform. But we have many users already on the platform, so it's ramping up quite quickly and really shaping up at the moment. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, I'm a convert. I've seen and experienced the power of what you do, so fantastic, and I'm really into it. Bird's going to have a go. She's going to have horses all over her website.
Well, it'd be different for me, wouldn't it? Because I'm always doing Facebook Live, and, you know, we know we've got Facebook Watch, massive. So it's really interesting to see what's going to happen here. And the fact that you call it advertising, that's what I like. And, like, we've got Gary Vaynerchuk in at the minute. He's in the UK, so he's got 2 days at the minute. And it's really interesting watching how he's doing stuff on social media, how his Facebook page is just everything. In fact, more than his website now. Really, there's not one video on his website. What is that all about? Really interesting, because we're actually... But now he's all in on Facebook, all on an IG, and Twitter he's gone mad on again. So it's like we're forever... You know, you were saying about adapting. We're forever doing that. So he was not saying that the other day. And
yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things is people have been saying for quite a long time now that how powerful video is. I kind of struggled with that because the video all looked the same. It's just one of us gonks standing there talking into our phone going, look at me, I'm on video. You know, or you've paid a video agency to kind of film something a bit more, you know, twonky and upmarket. But a lot of that just went, you know, okay, yeah, fine, so you've made a video. This is a different level. I can only say what you guys are saying. It's a TV ad. It's the kind of advert that you're used to watching on TV, where you go, even, sorry about it, you know, there are TV ads that people go, wow, the ad is brilliant. And you go, what's the product? And you go, I don't know, I don't remember. Yeah. But the ad was brilliant. And that happens quite a lot, doesn't it? People don't remember because the ad is a tour de force in itself.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite work like that if you built, well, unless you make it like that yourself. But it's got that quality about it. And that's the thing that really makes the difference, is the quality of the clips that you're looking at. That's, you know.
I like your comment there on you know, the Facebook page, because, you know, like anything, advertising is cyclical and does evolve, you know, over sort of any 5 to 7 year period. And when, you know, where Twitter is massive, as opposed to, you know, Facebook is going up and down. And I think each quarter you have to look at where your channels are and where the changes are. And if as a brand or a company, if you've got, you know, some of your social channels absolutely perfect, then you just need to relook at them and start again, very similar to painting a house. You know, it's an ongoing process.
Absolutely.
And we all have new features and new additions in the same way, you know, you just mentioned, you know, IGTV, and you mentioned Facebook Live and Facebook Watch, and they're all part of maybe 30 or 40 items that we need to create
for sure
to be out there and to be visible, because
there's too many, so nobody will do anything.
Yeah,
that's a really interesting thing about this. Tell us, who owns the ad? Is it you that owns the ad? Is it the platform that owns the ad? Or do I own it because I've made it with
you? Great question. No. So as long as you're a subscriber to one of the cost-effective price plans that we have, you basically own the ad for perpetual rights to use it wherever you want across all of your digital channels. So even if you then terminate your subscription, if providing you've created that ad, which you would have while you're on the platform, you can use it and share it. So your ad pool can stay there indefinitely and you won't have any repercussions. Yeah. So
we call it a lifetime license for you.
I was just going to say those exact words. Is it a lifetime license?
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Interesting.
Free to use it as you choose.
It's really brilliant. Guys, thank you so much for coming along and talking about it. And we're really, really made up by the fact that we have a Kent-based business that is going to be a really huge brand. That's really nice. Hey, you heard it here first, kind of thing.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much for having, you know, vidbuild.com here on your site. It's really appreciated. And myself, Stephen Lloyd Barlow, the co-founder, and Shelley Grissom, who joined you today, thank you once again.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for being with us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. Vidbuild.com. If you want to have a go, there's a 14-day free trial. Give it a go. Go mad.
Horses.
Or anything. Yeah. Go mad. Make it. It's good. It's really easy to use. It's cool.
And if you're saying that.
It must be
and
easy.
And I'm giving you a loaded finger for that.
Yeah,
that,
you are.
It must be.
I'm a bear of very little brain. I'm useless at
and
stuff like that.
That's not being rude to you.
No, it is, but I deserve it.
No, it's not being rude to you. Actually, what it means is the patience that you just wouldn't, the time.
I just don't have the time to normally.
You don't have the time to put into it. So you would be like, Brad, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I found a tweet that I was looking for.
Good.
At last.
Go on then.
Yeah. So I need to read it before
put
it disappears.
On,
yeah. I'll put my glasses on and everything.
Go on.
It's from somebody, a new follower and a new listener called Summer Mesa.
I did it.
Did you do it earlier? After all that, I'll do it again because after. And she said, I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker. I have a special webinar with Work and Cancer this Friday for Macmillan Coffee Morning. We're offering a 3 hours webinar on managing cancer at work. So do check that out.
Yeah.
While we're talking about things like that as well, I'm chairing an event at County Hall soon as well on World Mental Health Day.
Cool.
Which is about recognising and coping with mental health issues at work. And it's a free event at County Hall on World Mental Health Day. So do come along to that.
It's really interesting. I do wellbeing in an organisation. And I've just been putting some stats together and putting a presentation together. And you know what? I would never have said it, and I've got 80 cases of them. And mental health comes out to be one of the top ones that that needs to be addressed in well-being, not health, in well-being. Very interesting.
Absolutely, yeah. It's going a bit mad. Sorry, guys. I had Gemma on. VidBill sounds fabulous. I'm on it now. I'm making an advert. So go for it, Gemma. I hope it's good. We can't wait to see it.
Yeah, exactly. I bet she'll sing on it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we got a tweet here from Jules Sarkin. She says, morning, bird on a bike and vanilla web.
She's always behind the curve, isn't she? It's the afternoon, Jules. She's probably only just got up. She's probably still hungover from last night.
Well, this was 3 hours ago, so what are we
doing? Oh, well, that'll be it.
Yeah, that's it. She's coming up for a midday opening call, isn't she? So details of our Slope Off France now, Slope Off Friday banquet, and it's a weekend on the 5th, 6th and 7th of October. All welcome, including your partners. Good Lord. And it's a mere, get ready for it, £220. They've got a chef. They're creating it in Chateau something or other.
Chateau de Lee.
Ah. Are you going?
No.
Neither would I.
I was supposed to be going and I was supposed to be driving the bus. We had a problem with childcare and we couldn't get away, which was a bit of a pain, really.
Oh, was the France trip that you were trying to get away to?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah. But do go. It's going to be a cracker. And it's one of the chateaus that were on Chateau DIY.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So do check that out. I was just about to read... here it is. I was just about to read a tweet and then I dropped the phone and lost the tweet. But it's from Karen Ortiz. She says, do you need a new responsive website or perhaps you want to have a better chance of ranking your SEO by having a WordPress website? We can help you. We've got an offer for you until the end of the month. Could we have a Business Bunker shout out, please? And you can find out about that offer and follow Karen on the Twitter. And her Twitter handle is Karem, K-A-R-E-M. ORTIZ 1986 Karen Mortiz 1986. Follow her on the Twitter, find out about her special offer for websites and SEO.
Well, you know, we say on this show, Paul, that people, we communicate with them as they speak to us on Twitter.
Yep.
So, do you remember Origin Training, who I mentioned earlier? We gave a big Business Bunker shout out to them. They've now tweeted us saying, thank you so much for the shout out. Really loving your show. It's the first time listening. Great content. Keep up the good work. We will, Oregon.
Yeah, thank Oregon you so much. Training. We welcome your feedback. Yeah. Thank you for that. I've got a tweet. We've actually got an email about it. I don't think you've read it already. Chimps and Tricks charity event.
Oh, look at that. Beautiful. You
got it there.
Produced.
Yeah, do you want to read that or shall I read the tweet?
Well, it's up to you. What do you want to do?
I'll read the tweet.
I'll read this. I'm just joking.
Well, you can fill in the details.
All right, yeah,
it says hi, Vanilla Web and Bird on a Bike and a Business Bunker. We're really excited about the fabulous auction pledges for the magical Chimps and Tricks at Portland Park. Tickets are still available to book, plus the pledges are online. If you can't come, you can bid for the auction. So, do you want to give us an overview of Chimps and Tricks?
I'm intrigued. It says hosted by Amanda Flanders.
Yeah.
Sorry. Amanda Flanders of Butterflies Events and Paul Andrews. Are you doing a duo?
Well, no, I hosted it last year as well.
But you did it together this
Well, no,
year.
Well, we kind of did it. No, no, well, I
Amanda, what's happening?
No, no, let me tell you. Last year at the Gorillas and Gowns, it was a fashion show, so I introduced the models and the dresses and all the nonsense like that, and then I did the auction. This year, Amanda will introduce the event because it's a different type of event. It's about entertainment. There's three close-up magicians, there's casino tables, and there's the fantastic Jason Alan Sway and his swing band. Yeah, so that's the entertainment that's lined up, and Amanda will be introducing that. But I'm doing the auction.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. So you're not like like the Brits Award years ago where there was, you know, duo at the front?
Well, probably. Probably be a little bit of that.
So, yeah, so you've got guests of welcome, glass of bubbly canapes in the stunning setting of the main house before moving to the marquee for a mixture of great entertainment. Now, what entertainment is that, Mr. Andrews?
There's three close-up magicians.
Yeah. What does that mean? Do they stand in front of you? What?
Yeah, 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 no, they'll come up right in front of you and they'll perform stuff. Now, not that kind of thing.
All right, Shelley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's the pause that got me. Yeah.
And they do really astounding magic.
Astounding.
Astounding magic right in front of your very eyes.
Well, I'm excited because I'm actually going to this event too.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Cool. It's going to be great. It's a yeah. great event for a good cause. It's for the Megafauna Project, and all the money raised in tickets and auction, and also there's a casino. And basically, you pledge some money, and it doesn't matter how much money you pledge, and you get some tokens to play on the casino. And the money that you pledge to buy the original tokens all goes to the Megafauna Project too. And then there's an auction. And the fact is, and what this tweet is about, is that there's a number of very good and very lovely auction prizes. And a lot of people can't get to the event but still want to bid for the prizes. So you can actually do it online. There's a reserve price set, so you know where your starting point is, and you can actually put your bid in online by going to butterflybusinessevents.co.uk/chimps-tricks.
Mm.
And then all the auction prizes, there's some fantastic prizes. There's safaris, there's stays in Wolf Lodge, there's paintings and pictures and all kinds of stuff. So do check it out. We raised $6,000 last year, so we're hoping to beat that this year.
So this is on Friday the 19th. Mm. It's from 6 in the evening until 11:30. Now, tickets are £55 per person, or you can have a group booking of 6 or more for £50, and all proceeds go straight to the fundraising, and that is www.butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/what's-on.
Cool.
What are you wearing?
DJ.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Others don't have to wear DJ, it's lounge suit, but I'm wearing a DJ because I'm doing the auction.
Of course.
If I fit in it still.
Breathing.
Breathing. And another tweet from Jules.
How is she?
She's all right. She's talking about her Enviro Cups now.
I know, I saw it. I was like,
yeah,
God,
whatever.
What about it?
Yeah.
Squaff and cough
radio food talk show. She's had cups made that are environmentally friendly, apparently.
Amanda's just put a gift up. Where does she get these?
I've no idea.
She's so fast. Yeah. These gift things make me laugh. It's like, Bird, what, how are you doing this? So she's put up on our Twitter, we co-hosted with each other last year, and this is your instructions, and you will be doing it this year.
Right, okay.
Okay.
I've been told.
Yeah, it's very funny, and the gift she puts up is just genius. I don't know where people do it
what is the gift?
I don't know, it's something togetherness.
All right, okay.
But I love it, Amanda. You're on the ball, chick. Your finger is on the button.
Cool. Good stuff. I'm just streaming through the tweets in case we've missed any. We did Telcare, didn't we? The lovely telecom suppliers from over there on the Midway City Estate.
We've got loads going on.
Okay, cool. I want to tell you about this. The Benenden Hospital Open Day. Benenden Hospital will be welcoming visitors to its open day on Sunday, October the 7th, with tours of the multi-million pound redevelopment and free health and eye checks. Hmm. Visitors can drop in and chat to the hospital's clinical teams about a range of self-paced services such as hip and knee surgery, eye surgery, weight loss, gynecology and varicose veins. I've got all of those.
No, you haven't.
Oh, yeah, I have.
If you have, good Lord.
No, definitely I have.
No, you definitely haven't.
I googled them. I know
you
I
definitely
have.
Haven't. My nursing does come into this. No. Go on.
They will be treated to a tour around the hospital's three state-of-the-art theatres, the MRI and CT suite and diagnostic department from 11am to 4pm, with families and children welcome. The free open event will showcase the wide range of specialist and innovative self-pay treatments now available in a relaxed setting. Benenden Hospital offers a wide range of healthcare consultations, treatments and diagnostic services to Benenden members, to self-pay patients and those with private health insurance. There are some services that are also available to NHS patients via the e-referral system. The hospital is situated at Goddard's Green Road in Benenden near Cranbrook, and parking is free. If you want to find out more about the hospital or the open day, benendenhospital.org.uk/openday.
Have you ever been?
I have indeed, actually.
It's a nice place.
I've not had treatment there, but I have been there quite a few times, yeah.
Cool.
It used to be the Civil Service Private Hospital, didn't it?
It's yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Funny enough, my mother used to work at the civil service and is a lifelong or was a lifelong member. So
yeah,
it's a fantastic place.
Yeah.
Great tennis club as well.
Yeah, they've spent a lot of money redeveloping it as well. Cool. What you got?
Nothing.
Are you finished? Have you
done? I'm going home now.
Oh, have you?
I've got the BBC in a minute, darling.
You're waiting.
I'm going up in the world.
Yeah, you're eager to get your horses on your website, aren't you?
Horses, I know. Horses.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got this as well. It's Paul, I just wondered whether you could mention our event on your show. I'll be celebrating 20 years in business in November, and I've organised a charity music show for Cancer Research UK. All proceeds will go to the charity. It was my mum who started me cooking from an early age, but unfortunately she died when I was just 15, and the show is in her memory. And it's taking place on Saturday the 3rd of November from 5:45 until 9pm, and it's at the Eastry Village Hall. It's lucky I knew that, because I've just noticed on this email that autocorrect has changed it to the Pastry Village Hall. how apposite is that as well? Because it's from Jane, this, and Jane runs Primrose Fair, which is actually a baking company. It's as if Google knew, isn't it, really? But it's not at the Pastry Village Hall. It's actually at the Eastry Village Hall. And if you want to know more or to book a place on there, if you email Jane Bevan, and her Twitter handle is Primrose Fair, and that's Primrose, F-A-Y-R-E, at outlook.com. So do get along and support that.
Nice.
Pastry Village Hall.
I'm still waiting for a song for tomorrow. So we've gone for the Avengers.
Right.
But nobody's tweeted in yet. Come on, I want to tweet. We've got 10 minutes yet.
Okay, Rod Stewart sailing.
But they're not, are they? They're rowing. And I'm sure sailors
row,
would say.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Do you know what they're doing?
Merrily,
let me just tell you,
merrily,
this is mind-blowing what they're doing. So they're going from Cadiz all the way over to across the Atlantic.
Yep.
Do you
know what the record is that they're trying to beat?
Yeah, they're trying to beat 128 days.
Right, okay.
So what they've done is put 110 days of food on board.
Well,
yeah.
Talking of that, did you see that Indonesian kid? He was a 19-year-old lad, Indonesian lad. His job was working on a fish trap. It's like a little raft thing that was moored out in the bay. And his job was to stay there at nights and light the lamps, which attracted the fish, which they caught. And there was a storm, and it broke its moorings. And he drifted for 49 days. And he drifted for 1,500 miles until he was finally rescued by a Panamanian cargo ship off the coast of Guam.
Amazing.
And he survived 49 days at sea by fishing, luckily, and getting rainwater, for this, soaking his clothes in rainwater and then twisting the water out so that it sifted some of the salt out.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing. Mm. So Ricky and John will be doing this. So they have a cabin at each end of their rowing boat, and then they have two-hour rowing. So one sleeps for 2 hours, the other rows for 2 hours for 110 days.
Yep.
That is crazy, isn't
it? It's amazing, yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Imagine the blisters. If you've ever rowed a boat of any kind, the blisters on your hands are unbelievable.
Sure.
But that amount of rowing is
and
just
scary. And they've been
training
for years. Mm. 4 years they've been doing this. And this morning they rang me up and went, "All right, Bert, we're just out on the sea at the minute. I mean, it's gorgeous weather, I know." And there they are with a great signal, and you can't even get signal in Elam. But they can get signal on the channel. Who knew?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, in tomorrow. So just it's to go through, why are they doing it? Why are you doing this? And actually, you know, what do you want from this? What is this going to give you as a human being? Which I just love.
Yep. I've got a couple of tweets that I missed earlier, so I need to do those before we end the show in a minute or so. The lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors Limited over there in Medway have asked for a shout-out. So a huge shout-out to MPSL on the Twitter, Michael Park Surveyors. And also Gerard Jacomovicius has tweeted, and he says, enjoying listening to the Business Bunker Show today. I would like a shout-out for the benefits of businesses using experienced business coaches and mentors. So do follow Gerard Jacomovicius on their Twitter.
You just like saying his name, that's all.
I don't pronounce it properly. He's always telling me off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the closest I can get to it.
Nice, I like it.
Yeah, it's Lithuanian, don't you know?
I didn't know.
I want to tell you about this as well. It's quite a long one, and I haven't got much time, so I'm going to have to gabble through it. They're celebrating National Coding Week with Mama Codes, where lots of tots learn to beat the bots. Calling all children in the Maidstone and surrounding areas, we need creative thinkers, problem solvers and inquisitive minds to become coders of the future. Who knew you could code a nursery rhyme? Well, you can, from as young as age 3. Mama.codes is an award-winning parent-powered coding school offering a totally fresh and creative approach to teaching children the vital 21st century skill of computer coding. And classes have arrived at the YMCA in Lewes and will soon be available in other areas. If you want to find out more, if you want to book and find out all about it, if you email mama.codes.maidstone@gmail.com.
Love that. Yeah. That's brilliant.
Brilliant, isn't it? I'm going to tell you more about that next week because we kind of run out of time this week. But do check that out and follow up with it.
And the fact that it'll be to, because we know that girls don't code. We know that it's a big area of gender diversity there, just for the nature of it. So that'll be great just to have it naturally brought in as being something to do.
Absolutely. Mm. And they can do it with really young kids, which is fantastic.
Exactly.
So all power to them. Really brilliant. I want to say a huge thank you to my co-host, the lovely Sarah Ann Lucas, otherwise known as Bird on the Bike. Yeah, that's you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You never normally do that. I was a bit shocked then.
I know. I got confused.
Thank you. You thought it was Jules or Martin or something, didn't you?
Yeah,
nice.
No, thank you so much for co-hosting the show. I want to say a huge thank you to our guests today, the lovely folks that we interviewed, Marcus, Tom and Sarah from the Construction Expo, to Matt Skinner from Procter & Stevenson, and also our fantastic studio guest, lovely Stephen Lloyd-Barlow and Shelley Grierson from VidBuild. Thank you all so much. We will be back with another show next week. In the interim, have a fantastic week, and we will see you all soon. And bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.